Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast, the Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump, everybody, with the GG Gamer Subs. We got a rush today because we got a lot on the docket, everybody. A whole bunch on the docket. On the show again, Corey Vincent is here.
What you say about his company is what you say about society.
The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
All right. We're doing
normal intro.
A little less enthusiastic.
Less enthusiastic, okay. But a whole lot more tolerable.
Wow. and then long time no see.
Not my fault.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Probably not.
Amelia Pond is here again, everybody.
Hi, guys.
How you been? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
You don't call me anymore. You break my heart.
Let's keep...
He only calls when he needs things.
Keep
notice that about him.
Thank you for the follow, person.
Person
of interest. That's what we'll call him. Like I said, we have a lot to go over today, everybody. And we got a little special treat at the second half,
We're
everybody.
We're getting treats?
Depends on what you consider a treat.
Treat that you think it is.
Yeah.
That sounded super shifty the way that you implied. You're like, that's not the treat that you think.
Well,
it
I mean,
is.
He is super shifty, so.
I'm just a shifty person.
For this, you know, just now listening, everybody, the three people here don't know who they are.
Oh, no.
No, we're not doing that one.
I'd walk out.
We're not doing that one. You two would both lose anyway.
Of course we would,
because you'd probably choose some random NPC character from GTA.
Oh no!
It was Bob from Skyrim.
Yeah.
How did you not get that?
How didn't you? It's Skyrim. Everybody loves Skyrim. Jeez. Do I want to mention that other thing?
There's stuff and things.
Well, there's the thing. I don't know. I guess I can.
Are you keeping secrets?
We lost a. I didn't want to. You know, kind of bring the show down. But we lost one of the great reviewers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He lost his battle with cancer.
Way to start the show, dude.
I know. That's why I was just sounding like, geez.
Total biscuit.
Yes. Yeah. Passed away, everybody. Rest in peace, sir. I used to enjoy his stuff. No lie.
Why is everybody dying like of cancer lately?
Well, I mean, it's a terrible, terrible disease. If video game companies would literally just give all profit from DLC to research and. Boom.
It would be done.
It would have.
If EA funds cancer research, done.
Knocked out of the water, hands down.
Dunzo.
Hands down. But like I said, a lot of stuff to go through. There's plenty of things to enjoy and plenty of things to look forward to. So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
The first couple of stories I got from Polygon.com. I'm going to start quoting where we get the stuff from. So
yeah, that's
get
good.
A little,
I like cite your sources.
Yeah, yeah. Polygon.com.
Don't even know who sucks at news.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's actually a good,
Forbes. looking at you.
First of all, Forbes is the most reputable site.
I don't know why you got this thing against Forbes.
Yeah,
every video game list that they've come out with, we've all collectively shitted
on.
Who
goes to Forbes for lists, though?
There's like three guys. No, actually, I don't go to Forbes for lists.
He goes to
plenty
Forbes.
Of better places for lists.
That one guy is hanging on by a thread at Forbes in the gaming department.
He's
the only one. He has the smallest office.
Yeah.
That's basically just a broom closet.
The rest of the guys make fun of him.
He still thinks Atari's a system.
Games are relevant, guys!
You need to understand.
He always complains about updates not coming to it. When's Battlefield coming to the Atari? Need my update.
If you can joystick that sucker, that'd be amazing.
That's why all the video game articles are so negative, because he can never play them.
He's salty.
Yeah.
He's salty. Oh, crap. I went by so fast that I forgot to introduce the people that make the show happen, everybody. Week in, week out. How can I forget you guys? The chat room. Say hello,
hey,
chat.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, chat.
We got Pocket Asian, Kyle the Blaze, Star Killer.
Oh, I forgot to introduce our other sponsor.
316.
Not 316. Pocket Asian.
Pocket Asian.
Pocket Asian. Hey, Pocket Asian. Since 1985, everybody.
Oh, just that's, older than me.
It's kind of what
he keeps the light on.
Yeah, he does keep the light on.
He keeps the lights on.
It's kind of breezy in here.
It's kind of breezy. Maybe turn that little fan off. There.
I don't know. You guys get sweaty fast.
Wow.
Oh.
Sorry.
What do you mean, you guys? Said,
back to the...
and I am. That counts.
The damn thing. And Purdue's back in the chat
hey,
as well.
Hey, Purdue Happy Ninja. What is up?
I haven't seen it in a while. Anyway, Battlefield 5's female playable characters are here to stay, says the developers.
Yep.
After a EA DICE reveal, Battlefield 5, a small vitriolic cross-section of fans voiced its concerns that the series was pandering to the modern audience by including playable female avatars. So Oscar, gonna slaughter this name.
The Grouch.
Well, let's call him that. Oscar the Grouch, general manager and developer at DICE, told them in an uncertain term, get over it. That's basically what he said. He said, let me be clear about one thing. Player choice female character, female playable characters are here to stay. I didn't get to see all the, backlash, quote unquote.
I saw some of
Did you see some of that stuff?
Which was just like, oh, there's women during World War II. I was like, yeah.
Why was that a thing?
Why was that a thing for women during World War II? Or
no, for the people being upset.
It's not historically accurate.
That's what you're going for in a Battlefield game.
I was assuming
that's what they were leaning on. That's the credible argument that they were trying to lean on.
Grumble, 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 shove it.
It says, we want Battlefield 5 to represent all those who were a part of the greatest drama in human history. That's a good spin on the... A gigantic
world war.
Yeah, gigantic.
It's just a drama.
Drama.
So sick of this drama.
Kind of just like
high school drama.
Belittle a world goddamn war.
Exactly.
It was some old drama.
All this drama with some guy named Franz Ferdinand.
Oh my
there was some old drama.
That was
an archduke, right?
Like, yeah.
Wasn't that part? That was one, wasn't it? Everybody.
Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, that was one.
Started
was
the first one.
Second one.
Yeah.
Somebody got cranky.
Yeah.
History was not my strong suit.
Clearly.
Yeah. And give players the choice to choose and customize characters they play with. Our commitment as a studio is to do everything we can to create games that are inclusive and diverse. Mm-hmm. As we set to push boundaries and deliver unexpected experiences, that's a lie right there. Unexpected? Everybody knew this crap was coming. Like
a million times ago.
Yeah, it's Battlefield.
Is there a twist in the game where we lose World War II?
Clearly. There's got to be.
It's surprise.
High Castle. Yes.
This just in, Battlefield 6 is coming out sometime in the future, everybody. Unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be surprised when that happens.
Is that a rumor?
No, it's not a rumor at all. Gabrielson also pointed out that the sandbox that DICE and its publishers, EA, have always sought to create and include a myriad of actual historical accuracies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they put it in there, it's law, right?
Yep.
So I have the opportunity to be a wasp.
Yeah.
And I get to build bombs.
Yeah. My grandmother, I said this before, my grandmother built bombs during World War II.
Cool.
She wasn't like the scientist type of build. It was like an assembly line type of, you know, we need to kill a lot of people, so let's go ahead and...
Let's get
my grandmother was impressed.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
All right, all happiness.
It's so much. Keep going, because I'll just be like, hey, we're going to talk about that. Keep going. Go.
Did you see the trailer for this one? Anybody?
No.
For
Battlefield 5.
I'm assuming there's like a war.
Is there a girl that takes off her helmet and shakes out her hair? Please tell me that.
No, there's a girl with a hook hand.
Hey. I'm okay with that.
It was
like
pretty...
a legit, like the two-pronged hook hand?
Two-prong, yes.
Two-prong.
Yeah, okay. Like a modern one, not like a pirate one.
Oh, no.
It's not Sea of Thieves.
It's not Sea of Thieves.
Battlefield of Thieves,
that's when you join Web on Monday night.
Was it the same one? There's only one, right, where they're kind of like, it's very cinematic. They're fighting through the house, and the tanks run through the house, like jump out the window. It was pretty thrilling. I didn't really get too much of the game out of it.
Did you feel like you would buy it off of that trailer?
No.
Because it's one of those cinematic, and then all of a sudden it pops into gameplay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's nothing like what you just saw.
It truly was. Yeah. It truly was not.
It's all 8-bit.
Yeah, like it was like, side this scroller. Is amazing. Oh, okay.
Side scroller, yes, please. I can do that. I could do that all day.
It just slowed down all of a sudden. I don't know. I think
stuck on a fence.
I'm kind of over the first person shooter genre for a little bit.
Do you need some side scrolling action?
Nah.
What do you want?
I need what I haven't played in a long time, like a single player RPG, like a Final Fable. Fantasy type of thing,
or Fable.
No, a good single player.
Thank you.
RPG.
You're welcome. Yeah, keep going.
Just saying.
A new one or something?
New. Oh,
okay.
Because like the last great one, I feel. I'm going Mass Effect series 1, 2, and 3 at least. That's what I'm going with.
All right. Well, I mean, you can have an opinion. It's wrong, but you can have it.
No, that's what was the last great role playing?
The last great role playing game. Oh man, define great, Aaron. How do you define great?
It's your definition.
Cheerful for
it's
me my was Kingdom Hearts.
All right, I think Fallout 4 or Fallout. Yeah, 4 was great.
4 really?
Yeah, it was great.
Not better than 3.
Well, I mean, you said the most recent. That one was great, too. That one was great.
No, I said, what was the last great one? I didn't say what was the most recent. I just said, what was the last great one? So if...
Wait.
If my opinion... Kind of,
when you say, what was the last great one, that's the same thing as saying, what was the most recent?
I'm not calling Fallout 4 great.
You don't think it was great?
It was good. Not great.
Cuphead. There you go.
That wasn't even an RPG.
I know. I'm just trying to...
Did you know? Or
she's still stuck on Cyberpunk.
Maybe I was just trying to help you guys move it along because we will be here all night.
And well, said we're... then we'll talk about one of the greatest RPGs of all time, apparently. Destiny 2. Players are bummed over the new Iron Banner emote, everybody. Mm-hmm. You guys are still on this one, right?
No, God, no. What? I sold that.
I never started.
I'm with that one.
Really?
With the Corey.
Oh, wow. Can't believe you guys didn't play this game. You guys were talking so much about it.
I haven't talked about it.
The Iron Banner went live in Destiny 2 this week. First time since 3... and Warmind expansion launched a few weeks ago. But what they did was release a special emote. And you cannot get this emote by playing through the DLC. You have to pony up 1,100 silver, which equates to $9.99 in real money.
I don't want my
$10. What is it? It better be good.
It literally, from what I've seen, you like summon a... energy looking shield and a staff or a banner, and you stand there and pose.
Oh my god,
for $10?
For for 1,100 silver,
$10
or $9.99.
For $10, it's $9.99.
There's tax,
no, not on silver,
not on digital,
not on silver, not on silver. There's no tax,
there's no tax. That's only taxed on gold.
Holy shit, so the sad thing is that you know, a lot of people probably have bought this thing
a lot, yes,
yeah.
So people on Reddit were a little bit perturbed.
People on Reddit are fantastic.
They were a little perturbed. Okay.
Okay.
And they wanted to go out and voice their opinions on one thread that had over 1,200 comments on it by somebody named Majero STC. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be something anyway. But Mr. Sano Ravenous wanted to clear things up by saying not all the people that were upset because of the price. Here are some of their reasons that they were upset. It says, just so everyone knows, no one is complaining that it's a direct purchase. What people are complaining about is it's an Iron Banner themed item, so it should have been in the Iron Banner loot pool. Had this been some random other emote, no one would have blinked an eye. This is also happening after seeing a vast improvement in loot, having things like ghost shells, sparrows, emotes, ships, and other shaders, including some exotics of these, spread throughout the world and vendors instead of stuffed into loot boxes themselves. And then they also are upset that the price is too high. $10 for a single emote is not worth it. Had this been a fourth or even half of the price, many people probably wouldn't see this too much as an issue. So,
people are cranky.
Yeah, I mean that's a
that's ridiculous even by Overwatch standards.
So here's the thing. This is not EA.
Anniversary.
So it's like if this is Bungie? Yeah, Bungie.
Bungie.
Activision. Why? Yeah, it's Activision.
Activision usually does good with their transactions. It's micros.
But apparently
they do Grand Theft Auto, right?
Do they own Rockstar?
I thought they owned Rockstar. Or is Rockstar their own entity?
Chat.
I don't know. But anyway,
I don't know. Chat could surprise you.
I don't know. I mean, you would think with all the good examples of DLC out, you're playing Warframe right now, right, Webb?
Yeah.
Warframe to me has the best with microtransactions. You can earn, I'm going to say 90% of everything that you see in that game.
Yeah.
By playing.
Yep.
But it just takes days.
Like, yes, literally. literally days. Yeah.
You have to mine for things. You have to farm for things. You have to craft. And then when you do craft things, it gives you like, oh, this will be done in 72 hours.
Yeah. And it's literal 72 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised about this news, though.
From Bungie, though?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
They've got a lot of just like bad rep already for the game itself.
That's
why
the thing.
Keep going more, you know, deeper and deeper?
That's what keeps happening is they will fix something that they shouldn't have done in the first place. And everybody goes, okay, you know, they're turning it around. And then the other hand comes and stops you upside the head with microtransactions. It's just like they fix something and then they fuck something else up. And then they fix something else and then like it's just a constant.
Isn't that always how it goes though?
Yeah, but more so
for like
with
glitches.
Glitches, yeah, but more so with Destiny than I think any other game I've ever.
Can this game be saved?
You know, I don't know. I think it is what it is at this point. I think the people that are still playing it, they've come to terms with this is how the game is. And if they want to keep playing it, then they just deal with it. I don't know if they're going to try and save it or what.
This is a little VGB fact checking here. Rockstar is actually owned by Take-Two Interactive.
Take-Two. Okay.
Yeah. Activision's own calls is Call of Duty.
Yeah, very good.
That's good old Ninja in the chat room. Yeah. Yeah.
I told you the chat might surprise you.
I wonder how they're going to implement microtransactions in their next one.
Who?
Very carefully.
Call of Duty.
Oh, loot boxes probably.
Were you here when we told you when we did the story on how the next Call of Duty is going to be out?
No.
With just straight multiplayer. No story mode.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, multiplayer, zombie mode, and PUBG.
Battle Royale.
Yeah. So you know they're going to go some type of microtransactions. They already started with that loot box on one of them. What was it, like 2 games ago or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the way the big boys are handling their things.
What?
That's what she said.
Yeah. I was saying phrasing.
I don't like the way the big
I
boys
don't like
are
the way the big boys
things.
Are handling their things.
Yeah, I don't. All right. I don't. I don't.
All right.
That's what she said.
And that was all from Polygon. Now we go to Engadget, everybody.
Oh, just clean sweeping it.
Oh, yeah. Polygon only had a couple of good stories. That was
only?
About it. Yeah, only. Engadget reports ESPN Plus will now stream League of Legends tournaments. I had a research on ESPN Plus because I didn't even know what the hell that was. But apparently it's like
a subscription service.
Yeah, it's
is it like a standalone subscription service? So if you don't have cable, you can get ESPN Plus and be able to watch it.
Get all the weird
Probably.
Stuff from around the world or
is
something.
Is it only like the random stuff? Like you're not going to get SportsCenter on it?
You're going to get Smorgasbord from Sweden, everybody.
Oh, nice. I'm going to play that in clogs.
It's actually called floorball.
Oh, floorball?
It's a real thing.
Everybody just lays on the floor, rolls the ball.
Somebody's getting paid and televised to do that. So
let's
keep that in mind, please.
I mean, maybe. The cameras aren't even on half the time whenever they're on there. It's for show. ESPN Plus is a great option for streaming sports without the need for cable. And now if you're more into jungling than free throws or penalty shots, which is...
Why are you reading these like word for word? Just like read the headline and then give us the spark notes because that was a terrible, terrible
you're
line.
Because you should, because
you got
you should,
dumber from saying it out loud.
Because you should know how the writers write at Engadget.
Whether
why,
you're like dribbling or jungling.
The reason why... I said I'm going to start sourcing these things is a good one, which Webb clearly stated. Now you can know who to blame for bad, you know, articles.
Ugh.
Engadget, everybody. So, Corey, since you're into jungling more than free throws and penalty shots.
Not really.
Jungling and not juggling, right? Because my brain is not.
No, great. Jungling. So
juggling is on ESPN 8.
Yeah.
The Ocho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
League of Legends tournaments, including this month's North American Championship Series Summer Split, according to Variety, will be broadcasted on ESPN+. Ooh. It'll start June 16th, and the matches will stream live on the app on weekends. So,
interesting. There you go.
How much is ESPN Plus, though?
You're the one that did the research.
$9.99.
No, trust me, I didn't do that much. I just wanted to know what was on there.
It's either $9.99 or $14.99.
Because here's
the price of everything these days.
Whenever you saw, what was it? I think on the Xbox 360, you could watch ESPN. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
it's
I used to watch
free thing.
Yeah, I used to watch it on there. And, but you can see, like, one, they showed a lot of soccer because it's not big in it's not big in America, so. They had a lot of things that were overseas, you know, just like I said, the Sweden ball thing.
But floorball.
I got to watch a whole bunch of cricket. It was nice.
Flonkerton.
First Flonkerton. Exactly.
Okay, I know how much it is. Let's take our bets. Aaron, how much do you think?
Is it single or is it in a package?
Just for ESPN.
Okay, $7.99 a month.
$7.99 a month?
That's what Netflix was at one time, right?
I'm going to say
$5.99. $5.99?
Yeah, if it's single, yeah.
Going $9.99.
$4.99 a month.
Oh, you know what?
I was the closest.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, but
Live Sports, ESPN Originals, only $4.99 a month.
A piece?
If I was that into sports, I would do this.
They're gonna say if I was that rich.
If I was that rich, if I had an extra $5 laying around each month,
I would snap this up.
Oh yeah. Delicious.
You could get an iPhone, iPad, Android, Apple TV.
The weird, strange thing is that I'm sure the League of Legends split will still be on Twitch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for how much is Twitch a month? You could pay
$8.99.
That is absolutely free $99.
I thought it was absolutely free $99.
So what benefit, like who benefits from this?
The person that gets to sit on their couch and doesn't know how to actually apply an app to their smart television or streaming.
No sense.
Yeah.
At all. Absolutely no sense. But whatever, you know, somebody's
somebody
out
has
there.
An
yeah,
extra $4.99
I was gonna
to
say somebody's out there.
Out.
Yeah, you know, and that was the thing we were talking about in the chat last night. I saw the what was the guy? Colin Cowherd or Cowherd?
Cowherd.
Oh,
yeah.
You see that video?
Cowherd. Nah.
I saw you posted.
He always says controversial things about esports, though, like how it's garbage and not real.
You mean he's garbage?
I mean, I don't
if he's
know.
Not real, is that
he
where you're gonna
he
go
could
next?
Be a great person.
No,
I
just wanted to leave it at that. Personas are interesting things.
He has a bad
taste in his mouth.
This is why I tell you not to bring her on the show. I'm going to be completely honest. I told you not to let her back in the studio.
I'd kick you under the table if you weren't right next to me, and I know that there's a thing right there.
Because you finished your sentence?
I mean, I guess.
That's why I brought her back on the show.
It's not because I have a massive rack and I'm sitting next to you. Thanks, buddy.
That's why I brought her back on the show. Xbox One PUBG will now have access to the terrible map, Miramar, excuse me. It was a exclusive, of course, on the PC for a little while, and a lot of people didn't seem to like it and wish they could just skip it, and they were happy that they got the choice to choose maps, and now it seems like the Xbox will have to share in the misery of the PC, because it will soon be out on the Xbox One for everybody to enjoy. I've actually never played the PUBG on the Xbox, but I hear it's not the greatest thing. How do you mess that up? Not all answer at once, everybody.
No. I don't know. I don't think it's horrible. I mean, there's glitches a lot and stutters, but I don't think it's
a horrible port. Like, it should just be an easy port. It's a first-person or a third-person shooter, right? And they've done it before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Have you ever ported a game? It's so easy.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I've ported at least three games before.
Control X and then Control V.
Yeah.
The whole
thing. No. You don't want to Control Exit. That cuts it. You want to Control C. No,
then you Control Z to get it back.
Yeah, if you mess
control
up.
Control C, yeah.
And
sorry.
Then if you decide that wasn't a mess
it,
up,
see,
then
it
you
is
control
harder
shift.
Than I thought it was.
It's a lot harder.
Yeah, copy and paste. That's it.
A couple of extra buttons.
Yeah.
Seems a little soft. Seems a little soft. And this is why they're losing the race, man. This is why they're losing the race.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons they're losing the race.
Fortnite's killing it. You were saying something, Webb?
Is Myanmar, is that the desert one?
Yeah, it's a big desert one. So if you're a sniper or something like that, you're good with that. And if you're not, then it's just kind of like...
No, I do not like the desert one. That's what she said. There's no cover.
There's no cover?
I feel super exposed when I'm playing in the desert.
That would be a great clip. Anyway.
And then the final story I have here is Classic Game is dying, everybody. Aww. RuneScape Classic will shut down after almost two decades of being online. And apparently, this is big news.
I mean, you put it on the news list.
Well, because there was.
It's RuneScape.
Could have easily scrolled past it.
Well, because apparently everybody likes RuneScape. Like, it's a big thing. It says 1 year after revealing its plans for both RuneScape and old school RuneScape to come on the mobile and tablets, developer Jagex announced that the original RuneScape on the PC servers will be going offline permanently. To be clear, that's RuneScape Classic, the 2001 game. So old school RuneScape servers remain unaffected. So, I mean, but there was like a ton of comments under there. It feels like it's akin to that whole...
when they shut down the WoW servers?
The WoW servers, yeah. The classic WoW servers.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I mean, I guess it hits home with people. So.
It's two decades.
Yeah, and the game looks terrible anyway. Like, it's an old school game, guys. Get you know what, as what's his name from Battlefield said, get over it. You know, bring it full circle. And that was Engadget. So, if you're hearing the music, that means we're going into the second half. I needed more time for the second half so we can do what we do best, everybody. And that's some old school Jeopardy.
All right.
We podcast have... that does video game news does old school Jeopardy the best.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. All right. I'm not arguing it. I just want to make sure I understood.
You got to make sure. It's super meta right now. Truly super meta. I got some really interesting categories. Sorry to the secret helper. I didn't get to get your category into this one, this episode. Maybe in a future one, you know, if you're listening at all.
It was Emma.
No, it wasn't Emma. It wasn't Emma. I promise it wasn't Emma. Or was it?
Dum, dum, dum.
I don't care enough.
But it's a good one. No, it's a good one. And I got some sound bites for this one. So you guys got to... Got some interactive stuff, kind of.
Oh, so you're like Real Jeopardy now.
First of all, I've always been like Real Jeopardy.
Until you grab a fake mustache and put it on your face.
I thought he shaved that.
No.
You had to...
He'll always just have... He's, unfortunately for him, he will always just be seen with that. Whether he has it or not, Alex Trebek has a mustache.
It's always with the mustache, yeah.
Well, sorry, that's one thing
they added with CGI.
Never going back to. Is the mustache.
Tom
Sorry.
Selleck could shave his mustache, but he's always...
Real quick before we wrap out, did anybody see the Magnum P.I.? Speaking of Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I. trailer?
No.
No.
The dude that they have has no mustache, and it kind of irritated me, the whole trailer.
Maybe this is an origin story where he gets his mustache.
No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Not my Magnum.
Yeah, he has the car. He has literally the original car, but... And then he like wears the Hawaiian shirt and everything, but no mustache.
That's unacceptable.
I was like, why would they do this?
They'll fix it in CGI.
My mustache is not your movie.
Okay. All right. So second half, we will have some Jeopardy fun, everybody. Let's see who's going to be the winner this time.
Me.
Probably not me, but I'm okay with that.
Webb, you want to say anything?
No.
No. Don't care enough.
And there's the truth.
Welcome back to the second half of the show, everybody. If you're hearing that music right now, you know what time it is. Wheel of Fortune time, everybody.
Yes.
Let's bring in...
I'd like to buy a vowel, Alex.
Let's bring in Vanna. All right? That's what it's... I'm mixed up like seven different shows on that right now, actually, so...
No,
Vanna's Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Is Vanna Wheel of Fortune? Yeah, she was Price is Right.
No. Yeah. Price is Right is one guy. He's solo.
But there's
who's
a whole
doing
bunch of
all the other stuff? Yeah, I was about to say, who's doing all the other
it's
stuff?
It's all the models.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of models. Faceless models.
It's like yeah.
Wow, Britney. Faceless?
Yeah.
Well, they're until the like Amber, Brittany, Jessica, Ashley, but it's like
I feel
on
like,
random white
I feel lines. Like you just said, yeah, I just feel like you just said a whole bunch of just random Disney Channel names.
Same as the women Carly. Who held the briefcases on Deal No Deal.
Yeah, because they're not royalty or anything.
I mean, one.
Yeah. That's all it took.
One. That's the one success story.
But first of all, that's the one that needed to legitimize the rest of them. That's all it was.
Now in the interviews, they go, well, hey, you know, I'm just saying that the last model that was here went on to become royalty. I'm not saying that you can, but...
No. The opportunities are endless.
So you guys know the rules. If you don't know the rules, here are the rules. Of course, they have to answer in the form of the question. They have to buzz in by saying their names, and they also can use the chat room... if the chat room has the correct answer, they might have the wrong answer. They can throw it in there to, you know, mess people up a little bit. Yeah? Yeah. Nobody ever thought about that?
I never have.
Yeah, exactly. But if they do use a chat room, they have to pass their turn to the lowest person with the score, or the person with the lowest score.
Probably me.
It's all trivia from all around. Don't worry.
Okay.
Here are our categories. There's only four today because, like I said, secret person didn't use yours. The first category.
Sorry, Emma.
You're the villain. This is a category where it's video games where you play the villain.
Did you actually watch Jeopardy recently? Because you're doing a good job. Like a scary good job.
I've never seen Jeopardy. Well, I've seen Jeopardy, but not like in years.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's how he does it. He says the title and then a description of what it is. I feel like you've never done that
before.
Well,
because I haven't done that before. And I felt like the way I've named these things that you kind of need a description.
Yeah. I like it. Continue.
So you're the villain. Video games where you are the villain. Hmm. Hannah That Barbera. Which are, of course, just Hanna and Barbera cartoons. 90s candies. Candy from the 90s. And sound bits, where I have a soundboard right in front of me.
What is this production quality?
That will play a sound from a video game. Or from the video game, you know,
the
universe.
World
yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you will have to tell me what that is.
I am excited.
I just can't. Well, you can't hide it. You're bouncing up and down.
Yeah, he is. So I don't have the chat in front of me. Oh, no, it's right to the side there. Chat, I need you to do me a gigantic favor.
Hey, chat.
I need a place.
Yeah.
Give me a place.
Close your eyes.
Give me an item you'd find in a kitchen.
start miming stuff. Yeah. I need you guys to choose who's
props?
Going first. Out of the Amy Corey.
Oh, they get to choose?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's the
because
stat
if it was
on how many points? Is it like 200?
1 through 5.
1 through 5, okay.
1 through 500, yeah. Jane, all right.
Because apparently Pocket Asian is slightly entertained.
So
there's one for me.
The things Maria 1 says, boring categories. Well, how dare you?
I think these are good categories.
How dare you?
Marla.
Is that what this is?
I think you have a boring name.
Is it Marla or Maria?
Yeah.
I thought it was Maria.
Is that a big I?
That's a
no,
little I.
No, that's an L. It's Marla.
It's Marla. Oh. Yeah, get out of here, Marla, with your boring name.
All right. So you're up first. Would you like me to repeat the categories?
I would like, well, what was the Hanna-Barbera for 100?
Hanna That Barbera. Debuted in 1970, this rock trio of Josie, Melody.
Corey!
Who went first on that one? That was a tough one.
I think she got it. I'll concede.
Amy.
Who is Josie and the Pussycats?
That is correct. Josie and the Pussycats.
They have long tails and ears for hats.
For 100.
Damn, that was a good one.
The board is still yours.
We will go with Hanna That Barbera for 200.
Mm. Initially produced as a ripoff on the classic television show The Honeymooners, it quickly became... Corey?
Ooh.
Who are the Flintstones?
That is correct. Flintstones for 200.
Good work.
If you wouldn't have got it off that first one, the last part was they quickly became a prehistoric powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. I already knew that.
Yeah, see? And then it hit those two right there.
These are really good questions. Did you write these?
I wrote every single one of them.
He's really, really trying to get that raise.
Wow. How do you negative points in?
You control the board.
All the cards are laminated. You can't see it, but everything's
he's
laminated.
He's actually holding cards in a suit, like if you're listening to the podcast.
Terrible. Your board is yours.
Let's keep this train rolling.
300.
Yep.
A dopey dog.
Corey.
Oh.
Who is Droopy the dog?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect,
to finish, like,
sir.
Six of them, dude. Damn. You know that. That's why I waited.
I will repeat the question for the other two. A dopey dog who is a janitor.
Oh, motherfucker!
By day.
Amy. Who is Underdog?
No!
No!
No, you idiot!
I like that you're screaming.
I'm
sorry.
I
want it back.
I'm sorry.
This is my favorite Hanna-Barbera character. Please.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. This is dopey.
David Webb, I will finish.
Don't.
I will finish the question.
Oh my God. I missed that.
A dopey dog who is a janitor turns into the number one super guy.
Oh, that's right.
I'm taking this from chat. Okay. Who is Hong Kong
Phooey?
That is correct for 150 points.
I totally got him back with 100.
You have to listen to the entire question, and maybe
he's not dopey. He's a mild-mannered janitor.
When he's in his janitor form,
but he wasn't dopey. Yeah. I kind of agree with that.
You should have said. You should have said mild-mannered. I take back everything I said. This game is garbage. You've done a terrible job with this.
Sorry about that raise, Aaron.
The board is yours, Amy.
Mine? I thought it was still Corey's.
He used it from the chat room, so it drops down to the lowest.
Doesn't he have negative points?
No.
We don't do negatives.
We only go up.
We only look at the positives.
We only count the wins.
We only count the dubs.
Do you know what?
Let's go with Hannah That Barbera for 400.
Hannah That Barbera for 400. With his sidekicks Jan, Jace, and a monkey Blip, this superhero fought evil in space.
Webb. Who is Space Ghost?
That is correct. Space Ghost.
Nice.
Can't believe Webb pulled that one.
He got it before chat. Yeah, he did. That was a legit win. I forgot he was Hanna-Barbera because he's kind of recent.
He is Hanna and the Barbera.
I got distracted by the monkey.
Webb.
Don't they all?
Yeah. Webb in the lead with 550. Corey at 200. Amy at 100.
We'll go ahead and just finish this up.
Finish it off. Yep. Here we go. Hannah That Barbera for 500. This feline hung out in Hoagie's Alley.
Corey. Who is Top Cat?
That is correct.
Very nice.
Top Cat.
For 500. Love Hannah Barbera. You know ones I thought you were gonna do like the Frankensteiner ones or whatever.
What I did to look it up was I just said give me the top 10. Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And one was on there. The Fantastic Four was on there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have been.
And I was like,
that was a tricky one.
Yeah, I was like, I could have threw it sideways on that one because I didn't even know that they threw that into their mix or whatever. All right. Would you like me to read the categories again?
No. Let's just go straight to sound clips.
Sound bits.
Yeah, sound bits
for 100.
For 100.
All right. Listen carefully.
Wait. Are we? Corey. Am I supposed to name the Capcom or am I supposed to name the company or the game?
All around.
Who is Capcom or what is Capcom?
That is correct.
Yeah.
For 100.
Yes.
Next.
Yeah, number two.
Number two. Listen carefully.
Corey. What is Halo?
That is correct.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
I'm just going to listen.
Spent a lot of time hearing that noise, boys.
I recognize it.
A drain shield?
Yep. Getting domed in Halo. All right. Let's keep this train rolling.
Listen carefully.
Corey.
Oh.
Corey.
What is Pac-Man?
I'm sorry.
Man.
Judges.
Who is Pac-Man? Is that what you want?
No.
That is not the right answer.
What?
That is not the
you
right answer.
You gave it and then took it away?
Yep.
All right,
I giveth and taketh away. I will play it again.
Yeah, because there's a lot
for the other two.
Oh.
Webb.
Taking this from chat.
Uh-huh.
What is Duck Hunt?
That is correct.
Damn.
For 150.
They're
very similar.
Yeah, yeah, they're very similar.
Nice. I almost said Mrs. Pac-Man.
That was the...
because you gave it to him, and then you take it away.
Kong
so I was
too.
Like, it's a technicality.
No,
it's a technicality.
I swear to God, that was Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yeah,
this
I was
would
like,
have been like...
I'm going to say Mrs. Pac-Man, and of course I'm going to flip the table. I know that's what's going to happen. I'm just going to move this, and I'm going to say Mrs. Pac-Man.
It would have been like Vanilla Ice trying to say he didn't rip off Under Pressure.
So you got to listen, listen for that ting.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. You gotta listen for it.
No. I thought it was Donkey Kong, so I was like, no.
Who's the lowest? Amy. No, because he took it from chat.
Oh, okay. No, he didn't take it.
Oh, he did take it from chat.
Yeah, he did take it from chat. Yeah.
You're taking a whole bunch. Why? Would you not keep the train
rolling? He got Space Ghost.
Yeah, if you look, he's got what? That's 300 plus 4. He got 700. Corey, you're only 300 above him.
Hey,
that's attainable.
Yeah. You know what? Let's keep this going because
Amy, you have 100.
I'm scared that Corey will flinch if I just okay. like reel my chair at him. So
sound you did sound bits for 400.
Yes, please.
All right, listen carefully.
Oh man!
I'll play it.
Oh boy!
One more time.
Oh boy. Corey. What is Portal?
Shit.
That's what I thought.
That is yes, correct.
I got it before Pocket Asian, too.
Nice.
I was thinking that as you said your name. I was like, fuck, please don't say Portal. Oh, he did.
It was the last ones that really sold it. The freaking the Portal sound.
Yeah.
The gun.
It's the gun.
That's what it was. At first, I thought it was like an X-Men game or something because I was imagining like.
No, I was listening. It's the great that had me like. I'm like, it sounds like Portal, but it doesn't.
You gotta go for it.
Yeah, you just gotta go.
I
for
don't
it.
Know. I get nervous.
Well, you got 100 points right now.
I have
to do something.
You got nothing to
I have,
lose.
I have Pussycats. There we go.
Yeah, that was worth 100 points. Yeah. The first one.
Chat's okay with that.
We were going to get a strike for a second there.
I didn't know where that was going. Yeah. It was like when you...
We were going to get a Twitch strike. We get shut down.
Corey, board's still yours.
Oh, yeah. Let's round it out. I want this one, yeah.
All right. Listen.
That's what she said.
Listen carefully. I will play it one more time.
Hold on.
I will play it one more time.
What is that?
Holy crap.
I'm waiting for chat to see if they come up with something good because Corey, I'm going with chat monkey ball.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What is monkey ball?
It wasn't even yes.
Web.
Web.
I'm gonna go with chat. What is Ape Escape?
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Damn.
To save some type of points that you have, you should probably pick the right one.
I just want to read what I'm liking all the stuff that chats.
It's not that one. Okay.
So just a lot of people, whoever's listening to the podcast will know that chat, they're coming up with some great answers. Like
they are.
No Man's Sky?
I know it's not No Man's Sky.
Definitely not No Man's
Sky. Well, hang on. I haven't played the latest update. Actually, so maybe it is No Man's Sky.
No one's been to all the planets either.
That's true. It could be a lot of them.
You show up and it's just Rugrats.
One more time for everybody.
Just to listen is terrible.
I just want
to
hear it.
So up until the child laughing, I was going to say Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, it did sound
too,
very
right?
Donkey Kong-y.
Yeah.
It's not that one either. I keep thinking of the guy. He's green, and he had basically like the head that looked like a mallet. He almost looked like a Teletubby, and I can't remember his name.
What?
You got 5 seconds. 4, 3,
name some.
1.
Regrets the video.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. What was that?
The answer I was looking for is, what is GameCube?
Wait, what?
Oh, it's just GameCube.
What is
the GameCube? Is that the hidden one?
That is the hidden
opening
to the GameCube.
That you had to do like a secret thing where you held like all the buttons or something?
You just hold the Z button.
Is that all it was?
That's all it is. You just hold the Z button.
It sounded like, we're all like Donkey Kong.
You hear that.
Oh, shit. That's awkward.
There was another one, too. That's very, very Japanese if all 4 controllers hold the Z button. And I was like, they'll never. I thought you'd at least get that one. Lunchbox, of course, as soon as it came up, he was the first one. GameCube, right off the bat.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a deep cut.
Deep cut. All right. So since we all missed it, what happens?
It's still you. You were the one that chose the last category.
Let's play. Let's do You're the Villain.
You're the Villain for 100.
Yeah.
Losing. Reviled as Revan the Butcher.
Corey.
Oh.
Corey.
What is Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Let's go on to the next one.
I was like, dang it. I knew that one.
Hold on. You gotta put that on.
Was that a little too fast for you? You weren't ready for the next question?
That was smooth. That was really smooth.
Yeah, I'm
even
good.
Though you're just like, what's Knights of the Old Republic?
You said the next one?
Yep.
You killed so many giant colossi for a girl.
Corey.
Corey.
What is God of War?
Sorry.
That is...
Yeah, sorry, that is incorrect. I was out of my element on that one.
That is incorrect. I will read the question again. You killed so many giant colossi for a girl. Come on, people.
We're quiet in this room.
Yeah, I know, it's very quiet. All of a sudden.
Pin drop.
I'm going to go with Amy. Sorry.
Amy.
I'm going to go with chat Shadow of the Colossus.
That is correct.
Fuck, I knew it was Colossus, and I was trying to think of the beginning of it.
I literally... Yeah, I gave the answer away.
I know, because you said Colossi, and I was like, something Colossus. What is it?
That was for 100 points, and it goes to the lowest, and you still are on the board
as
the lowest.
Let's keep going with this so I can lose to Corey gracefully.
All right. For 300, you're the villain. The origami killer basically chases himself in this wet game.
Corey.
Corey.
What is Heavy Rain?
That is correct. Nice.
Thank you. Let's go on to the next one.
For 400.
Yep.
You are the villain. Platforming and time travel just to find out you're a stalker.
Wow. I'm just going to take a guess at Corey. Time splitters?
That's incorrect. Yeah. I'm sorry. That is incorrect. I will read the question for the final two. Platforming and time travel just to find out you're a stalker.
Oh, I missed the platforming part.
The pressure's on, everybody. Don't forget, chat is still there.
That'd be really funny if it's like
they're
head.
Giving some, yeah, they're giving some,
Amy.
Stalks bit.
Amy.
I'm
going to swing at chat, and I'm going to go with Asian and Life is Strange, but I don't think that's it.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
If it's Back to the Future, that'd be hilarious.
Webb, any final guesses?
Alan Wake. I don't remember. Okay, Webb, I don't remember which one it was, but it was the Assassin's Creed that's a platformer.
Incorrect, I'm sorry. I was looking for, what is Braid? What is Braid?
Oh, I didn't know the plot of Braid.
Yeah.
Apparently, time travel, it's a platform. So he's a stalker?
Yeah, the whole time, and I had to look it up too. The whole time you think you're trying to save the girl.
Yeah.
When you get to the very end, like the very end is like this platforming run sequence. And then at the very end, you do this long rewind. And you find out it's you who was chasing the princess, and then the guy that you thought was the main villain is actually saving her.
Ooh. Wow. And whoa. That's a twist.
Yeah.
And chat's like, what is Braid? I've never heard of it.
It's awesome.
It's an indie platformer game.
Mario with time travel.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's actually a very good puzzle game, too.
Written by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I saw that twist on there, I was like, get the heck out of here. You're the bad guy the whole time?
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Sheesh. All right. Who was
I think it's still me.
It's still you.
Yeah.
So we're just closing it out.
Let's close this out.
Booker DeWitt and Zachary Hale Comstock find out that they have a lot in common in the last entry of this series.
Oh.
I feel like we have like a Fight Club situation happening in this game.
We're having.
Say it again.
Booker DeWitt and Zachary Hale Comstock find out they have a lot in common.
Corey.
Corey? Yeah, that's exactly
I'm just stealing this from chat. BioShock. What is BioShock? Yes.
That is correct.
I was
yes.
doing something shocking. I couldn't remember the rest because I know Booker.
That is correct.
I cheated a little bit.
It's
so.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
So you got half. That's 250. And it goes down to Amy?
Yep.
Because I'm rogue.
Final category.
Final category.
What? 90s candy?
90s candy.
Oh, wait, this is all you.
That's our, yeah.
I don't know.
Because you work at a candy
I
place,
did.
Right? Oh. Did I stir up some?
No, we'll have the talk later, but I've got Guinness chocolate in the car if you need
ooh.
It.
Ooh.
Yeah, we need it.
So you can choose between 1 through 500.
Let's start with 1.
Number 1. This sugar-filled straw was like cocaine.
Corey. Amy.
Corey.
What's a pixie stick?
Yep.
That yes. was correct.
Ooh, there's this a little bit of
suspense. You see this click, click. What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
You got to build the suspense just a little bit.
Like in that one brief like quarter of a second, my whole life flashed before my eyes. I was like, is that considered a straw? Is there another?
It was a paper straw or plastic.
What's a straw?
It was a little tiny, a little paper straw.
What is a straw? How do you straw?
Were the giant ones called pixie sticks too?
Yes, they're still called pixie sticks and they're in plastic instead of paper.
Yeah, those ones, I remember.
We also call them Kid Crack. Yep, candy cocaine. Kid Crack,
yeah. Candy cocaine, see?
Yeah.
Let's go 200.
200. Made popular thanks to Ed, and Eddy.
Amy.
Corey.
Amy.
Job. What is a jawbreaker or a giant jawbreaker?
That is correct. Oh, jawbreaker.
Wait, those Ed, Ed, and Eddy made those popular?
Yeah.
Again. I guess again.
It was an again.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they were out for a long freaking time. Yeah.
It made me go buy more jawbreakers.
Really?
We still have jawbreakers, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for them.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, I love Double D.
What?
Me too.
That was the name of the second Ed. There was Ed, Ed with two D's, and Eddy.
I swear to God, we're going to get a Twitch strike on our account tonight.
No, his name was Double D.
I get it.
I love Double D.
What's
Good thing I'm a triple. What's, keep going.
All right. These hard, chalky, delicious fruit pieces. Amy?
What is Necco? Not it.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we get a chance.
Yep.
These hard, chalky, delicious fruit pieces.
Corey. What are runts?
That is correct. Runts. For what was that? 300? Yeah, 300.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We keeping the ball rolling?
Oh, yeah. Let's
there's
go.
Nothing, there's nothing else in there.
I'm a freight train. There's two more. Running loose, man. You can't stop me. And do we have a daily double?
No, I didn't make a daily double. Because I wanted five categories, but like I said, the last one didn't kind of come through. So, okay. You know.
Damn. All right. Throwing this person under the bus.
They might be a little upset, whatever.
Buses.
Number 400. Okay. You get about 10 seconds of flavor from this gum.
Amy. What is Fruit Stripe?
That is correct.
Holy crap.
I can't believe you pulled that
one
out of
a really good one.
Because I didn't even get to the
it
final
smells
one.
It's
with the zebra, huh?
Yeah. Gum with colorful zebra. Yeah. Like, what the heck? I thought it was going to take to the zebra day for anybody to get that
one. Do they still make that? Or
yes,
is that gone?
They do. No, I still have access.
Still with the zebra?
Yep.
And it's sad.
I still have access.
It's sad that you get it from 10 seconds of flavor.
I have an importer. Meets me at the docks.
That's how you know it's bad. 10 seconds of flavor.
People still buy it. That's the best part. It's literally 10 seconds of flavor, and then there's the print of the zebra with the soccer ball on the gum itself.
So stupid.
Isn't there, like, another gum that's pretty shitty? That's what I was thinking. Like, what's the, like, perfect circle one that you get in the little wax paper?
You're talking about Double Bubble.
Bubblicious.
Double Bubble is blue and white with a pink logo, and it's a little pink-faced kid in a hat blowing a bubble. And there's also Bazooka Joe, which is the one that has the comic in the inside.
Bazooka Joe is the good one.
Bazooka Joe is the one that you would get when you go to any like T-ball or softball game.
Because the comic. Because you got a comic inside
so
of it.
So much bad gum out there.
I've got access
but not
to
Big League Chew.
No.
Big League Chew.
Well, that's...
They have it in bats and balls now, too, which is fantastic.
What?
Yep.
All right. This is ruining childhood. All over the place. You're up on the board, right?
Yep. Keep going.
All right. This is the last one. Last and then we go into Final Jeopardy. Chaz, Rex, and Pip are in a Los Angeles metal band called the Lone Rangers. Oh, yeah. The movie is the same name as the candy.
Oh. Corey.
Corey.
What are Airheads?
That is correct. Ooh, Airheads.
God about
thank
that
you,
movie.
316.
That was a good fucking one. That was a deep
pull. They're not allowed to sell gum.
Yeah.
That was a deep
pull. Like, my brain index went to the very last shelf to pull that book off to get the name of that fucking Adam Sandler, Brendan Fraser movie.
Yeah. Who else was in there? Steve Buscemi? Yeah.
The
little guy in your head that's like running through.
Cosmo Kramer is in that
one. Was he really?
Yeah, he's in that.
I've never seen the movie, so I just remember the cover of the actual thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's terrible. So, Webb, you were oddly quiet that whole friggin' game. What's going on? Explain. You got two answers that were literally from the chat because I can see 50s in your answers
look at
here.
That score line.
Yay, I am
thank
sucking,
you,
but I'm still beating Webb. I'm okay with that.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and lean on that Space Ghost answer.
So now we're down to Final Jeopardy, which at our current score, 290 or 2950 from Corey, 800 from Amy, and 700 from Mr. Webb here. Webb, it's pretty much who's a battle for second place.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to wager any of my imaginary dollars. I'm just going to take the dub.
Our final Jeopardy category is MTV cartoons.
I'm going all in.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, what would be the point of not going all in?
All in, right?
All in.
Either I lose, Corey, or I lose.
You want to put all in, too?
I'm going the direct opposite of all in.
You're doing 5 points.
I'm just going to write Alex Trebek backwards. And see if you go to a different dimension.
La, 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 la.
All right. After I read the question, you will have 34 seconds.
Oh, hold
category
on.
One more time?
Final Jeopardy is MTV cartoons.
MTV, okay.
It was going to be a category on its own, but then when I started reading the cartoons, because I remember some of them.
Some of them.
And I was just like,
I'm going to shut down chat on this.
I was going to say, no chat for
privacy. All right.
I minimized the chat on the big screen.
I
will turn them sideways and no one thinks I'm cheating.
You're in the blind. Here we go, everybody. MTV cartoons. Now, I'll read the question, then 34 seconds, okay? Nits, Rock, Cal, and Gimpy were all voiced by the show creator Peter Williams. Oh, and The Click by Good Charlotte was the theme song.
Oh. Wow.
Can you read it one more time?
Oh my gosh. Nits, Rocco, Cal, and Gimpy were all voiced by show creator Pete Williams. Oh, and The Click by Good Charlotte was the theme song. It's a deep cut.
Gimpy sounds so familiar. Hey, that got funky at the end.
Right. That is awesome.
All right, everybody.
Well, I wagered absolutely nothing.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to say the correct answer is, of course, Street Sharks.
I'm sorry. Oh, dang it. I still incorrect. Win. That is incorrect. Shucks. I'm sorry.
All right.
Amy, as in second place.
Because you said Rocco Gimpy, and my brain went to Nickelodeon instead of MTV. So I'm just going to pull from left, and I'm going to say, what is Ren and Stimpy?
I'm sorry, that is also incorrect. Yep. But that was a
interesting guess.
Interesting,
I thought you were going to go Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, because that was the first thing I thought of. But
somebody in chat said that, Starkiller. Yeah. He said Rocco's Modern Life.
But that's not it. But that was way before.
There's Carlos Herrera. It's Carlos Herrera. It's not that does Rocco. It's not the creator.
And they said Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
So.
And then also I said MTV.
Yeah,
and
which is specifically not Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, Rocco's
Life.
Never been.
No, they rebooted it.
Oh, they rebooted it?
Yeah, yeah.
To be on MTV.
Yeah, it was like in 2005.
Webb, before time runs out here.
The only cartoon I know of on MTV, I'm going to say, what is Daria?
I started that wrong answer before you even started talking.
Yeah.
Undergrads?
What is undergrads is what we're looking
nice
for, everybody.
Job, Squiggles.
Undergrads. Squiggles wins the day, everybody.
Oh.
With that
so
deep
happy to
cut.
Have you down,
good job,
Squiggles.
You should go watch it because actually.
We're tied for. We're both losers, Webb. I'm not losing alone.
Yeah, you guys
today.
All,
second place.
No, I'm not.
You guys wagered it all.
We wagered it
you
all.
Should have wagered $1 less.
Shit,
yeah. So you probably.
In other words, I didn't lose alone. And I'm okay with
2020.
That.
I thought she was going to say, in other words, you played yourself.
Terrible. Thank you for listening, everybody. That was Geek Jeopardy, everybody.
Man.
We got to do some.
You
are
so I
wanted to do stuff
dude.
Like with
there were some bangers in there. There
movie
some...
clips or not movie clips, but like actually video. But you know, it's a podcast. It's kind of
yeah.
It'd be fun for us to stare at.
Kind of difficult to do that with just audio.
Got me excited.
Good
for
old Ninja says, "What is undergrads? Undergrads was literally a creation by one guy who voiced pretty much every character on there.
It's
and
like
MTV. No. I wouldn't put it on that level.
Well, it's like Mission Hill." Or Frisky Dingo.
Hill.
Those are all Cartoon Network.
Never seen any of those. I don't know. It was a guy about four friends that went to college and, you know.
Mission Hill.
Did stuff. Thank you for coming
out, Amy. I'm looking at this shit, and it does not look familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, after the show, I'll play the theme song, and...
And then if we sing it, we know we're screwed.
Yeah, you'll know it, because it's Good Charlotte. Everybody was in the Good Charlotte, right, Webb?
He's slowly spinning his bottle in sadness of loss.
I'll plead the fifth.
Really? Pretty sure that you were a Good Charlotte fan in high school.
Yes.
No, not in high school. I can calmly say that I was not a Good Charlotte fan in high school.
Was it college? Yeah. Clearly. No, it was an undergrad.
It was middle school.
He was on the... Was it middle school?
Yeah, really? Eighth grade.
Jeez, how old are you?
Oblong.
45.
See?
Yeah, clearly. I was going to go with something... Yeah, because like there was a lot of categories or a lot of cartoons for MTV. There's like the Max, there's Daria, Aeon Flux. Max, yeah. But I didn't know if any of you guys would know any of that
Aeon
stuff.
Aeon Flux, but the Max I would have got as a comic book instead of as a cartoon.
Because when I started looking it up, it was like Beavis and Butthead was the only thing that I can see that people would be like, oh yeah, I know that one.
And then we're all like Daria. La, 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 la.
Exactly. So anyway, thank you for listening. For Amelia Pond... Corey Vincent, the real David Witt. I'm Sir Aaron Carter saying, who's going to be Corey in Jeopardy?
Bring it on, Steven.
Corey.